Mark McCarg, and I am president of Nebraska Farm Bureau, fourth generation farmer in Central City.
Mark, as members gather in San Antonio for the annual convention, what are some of the priorities for Nebraska Farm Bureau this week?
Well, you know, one of the things that we are looking at policy-wise is just the conversation of around sustainable aviation fuel. Nebraska has a really great opportunity because we're putting in a carbon pipeline to capture the CO2. So I think using our ethanol or corn stover to go into sustainable aviation fuel is going to be important. So we have brought some policy around that just to kind of shore up the support to ensure that we are supporting that particular sector. You know, it's hard to have a conversation without labor and our workforce. Certainly some policies around that arena. And then we have really good rules about trade and tariffs. But, you know, in the conversation where we're at right now, we just need to ensure that we're kind of square on what we think about tariffs and trade. And so I'm looking forward to some of those conversations.
On sustainable aviation fuel, some guidance has been released by the Treasury, also USDA. But are there still too many unknowns to really get a good grasp on what practices are going to qualify, things like that?
Yeah, certainly. And I think we need to continue to actually weigh in on those practices. And that's what some of the policy that we brought is we're gonna advocate that we need a little broader playbook of which we can bring in our different practices. Because we know that geographically, farming practices really vary, really every almost 50 miles across Nebraska. And really across the whole Corn Belt. And so making sure that we have the ability to pull from a pretty big bag of tools to still get us down to an agreeable carbon intensity score. But we need a lot more tools other than just like cover crops.
You mentioned tariffs. With the rhetoric that we've been hearing from the Trump administration, even throwing out some specific dates, specific countries, do you think this is more gamesmanship, or could we see another trade war brewing?
Well, certainly in my opinion, there is some gamesmanship in it. But when you look at the last time President Trump was in charge, we truly did do some tariff work. Now, I can argue that because of the MFP payments that he did pay producers, it did make us whole. And I think that's been some of the conversations here the last day or two in the hallways is, will that happen again? To what extent is that going to happen? And when you start talking about Canada and Mexico, boy, they are our very best trade partners. And so I think we need to be cautious on not just being gamesmanship conversations.
And how about the notion that agriculture tends to be retaliated against first?
Well, I think it's just clear. You start fussing with somebody that is producing the food, and that can get exciting pretty fast, right? And so that's the reason countries retaliate against agriculture. And I get it. I think we need to be ready for that. But I think that really is a reality that probably will happen.
What's the view of your membership with Congress and a lot to do this year with the Farm Bill, certainly, but also a lot of tax expirations?
Well, I'd say between the Farm Bill and tax expirations, that's the top two. No doubt. Farm Bill, we've been talking about that to nauseam. To a degree, but the fact of the matter is we need to get it done. I think we got the good framework. I like the framework that has come out of the House. I think we'll get something out of the Senate that's going to look good. But when you really look at the impact to agriculture, the taxes and not getting those rolled back is really significant. And we just started talking about that. I was in D.C. for the inauguration, visited with all of our representatives on Tuesday. That was one of the things we talked to them about.
From a state legislative perspective, what are some priorities?
Well, certainly taxes again. In Nebraska, we are looking at a deficit of about $430 some million that we have to make up. And so obviously when you start looking at cuts, everybody looks a little differently. That is a reality. We have to have a balanced budget. So we will work on those cuts, but we also have a good game plan where we can also hopefully put about $200 million more into property tax relief while at the same time of getting our budget back in line. So I think the governor does have a good plan in Nebraska. There's a couple things that we want to kind of get cleared up. But in general, we like the budget that the governor put out.
What's the attitude of your membership like regarding the upcoming crop season?
Well, you know, this little bump in the commodity prices has helped. We're kind of at a break-even scenario, quite frankly. We're still a little dry in Nebraska. And you take the cattle sector out, that's real strong. The row crop guys are cautious. And all you have to do is look at our equipment sales. You look at John Deere and you look at the people, they're not selling stuff. We just met with equipment manufacturers and they're going, stuff's not selling. And that is the indication. We're going to pull back. And can we pull back enough on expenses to get a break even or squeeze a little dollars out? But that's also the reason we're scared about the tariff conversation. Because you put tariffs on countries, we buy a lot of our fertilizers and inputs from around the world. When those costs go up, that raises our break even. And that's just a direct cost to the bottom line if we got to pay more for supplies. And that's almost a guarantee if we really get into a trade tariff conversation.
Anything else you want to be sure we talk about?
Well, you know, it's always good to be here at National Convention, really to see policies come to light, and getting together and traveling with good friends is always good. And quite frankly, it kind of sets the tone going into the next year. Someone said earlier that we're eternally optimists and pessimists as farmers. The fact of the matter is we always think that next year is going to be better. Well, we're starting the next year out and we're having some great conversations about it. And to be able to do that with fellow farmers and ranchers is just great to be in that fraternity.